With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Egypt suggests a plan to end the Israel-Hamas war.
As the war rages on with a Christmas full of casualties in Gaza, Israel and Hamas have given cool public receptions to an Egyptian proposal to end the bitter conflict. But the long-standing enemies on Monday stopped short of rejecting the plan altogether. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did not comment directly on the proposal, but speaking to members of his Likud party said the war is not close to finished. Hamas said it would not negotiate without an end to the aggression. I'm Julie Walker.
Former President Trump says he will replace the Affordable Care Act with his own version if elected president in 2024. Mr. Trump took to Truth Social on Christmas Day to say Obamacare was too expensive, adding he will come up with a much better, less expensive alternative. President Trump remains the favorite to win the GOP presidential nomination. Also at SRNnews.com, in a Christmas speech, King Charles III references wars.
At a time of increasingly tragic conflict around the world, I pray that we can also do all in our power to protect each other. The words of Jesus seem more than ever relevant. Do to others as you would have them do to you.
King Charles says during the past year, he and his family have witnessed many cases of people caring for one another.
This is all the more important at a time of real hardship for many, when we need to build on existing ways to support others less fortunate than ourselves. Because out of God's providence, we are blessed with much, and it is incumbent on us to use this wisely.
This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the nation's capital.
A group of pro-lifers has reached a settlement with the National Archives over a lawsuit stemming from the fact that they were told they could not wear their pro-life apparel inside the building. A security guard told the visitors that their T-shirts, which bore such phrases as March for Life, might, quote, incite other people at the archives. The pro-life activists were represented by the American Center for Law and Justice, a Christian legal group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
About 25% of Americans are non-religious, and Democrats would like to organize them into a voting bloc, but it's not going well. Research from UMass Boston finds a lot of people who shun faith also shun voting. Those who describe themselves as followers of no particular religion are less likely to show up on Election Day than religious Americans. Among religious, non-religious people who do vote, most are Democrat. This is SRN News. A group accused of being in possession of President Biden's daughter's diary after she left it in a halfway house loses a First Amendment claim.
Criminal prosecutors may soon get to see over 900 documents in the case against the conservative group Project Veritas. A federal judge in New York says the group, which identifies itself as a news organization, cannot stand behind freedom of the press claims. The documents in dispute were produced from raids that were authorized in November 2021. Electronic devices were also seized from the residences of three members of Project Veritas, including two mobile phones from the home of James O'Keefe, the group's since-fired founder. The judge says the First Amendment doesn't apply because two individuals involved have already publicly pleaded guilty in the case. I'm Norman Hall.
California's Secretary of State's responding to the Lieutenant Governor's request to block former President Trump from being on the ballot, saying she will assess options and follow the law. More details at SRNnews.com.